We're doing the Drashat Arman Torat Shem Tmima. We're up to page Ayin in the Beit HaYayin edition, the bottom of page Ayin, page Tzadi Gimel in the Chazon Yoel edition. V'nachzor l'inyaneinu. So we're going to return to the topic at hand. Lomar shekatan b'Yisrael omer tamid, hech nivru kol hanivraim. He asked the smallest child. He knows how to tell you the order of creation. Look at all those scientists. They're still trying to figure it out. Go to a first grader, he'll tell you. He'll know how to tell you in what order things were created. You want evolution? Go ask him. Our sages have traditions in these verses to understand the measurements of the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, how high they are, how low they are, how high they go up in the sky, how low they go down, when you're going to have eclipses. Kmo shamru, as the verse says, the Talmud says, that Hashem said to the moon, I want you to diminish yourself. This is the idea that the moon goes through a cycle, and then that cycle repeats itself every month. The Talmud goes into the calculations they had on tradition. How long does it take for the moon cycle, depending on summer, winter, northern hemisphere, summer, southern hemisphere? Sometimes you have a longer time that the moon is hidden, sometimes less. And the Talmud delineates, nolad kodem chatzot, if you see the new moon, if the new moon, meaning that when the sun passes the moon, so to speak, from our perspective, when the new moon is born, so you guys know what I'm talking about? Right, but towards the end of the month, you see one side of the moon. The new moon is the other side of the moon. And then it fills, and then it empties out. The same half.
Right.
But as far as the banana, meaning, if you're looking at the end of the month, so then just before the crack of dawn, the moon is going to rise, and what you're going to see is the banana facing the east. You look to the east, on the last day of the month, the moon will rise and the eastern side of the banana rises, and then the sun rises afterwards. The new moon, you're going to look at the west, and directly after sunset, you'll see the western side of the banana. And as the month goes on, the circle fills and then diminishes going in that direction. So that, the first time that you see the western side of the banana, the western side of the moon, that's the new moon, that's the molad. That's when we say the new moon was born. So, the Talmud goes into when the new moon is born and the cycle in heaven. You don't even see it. You can't see the moon when it's that close to the sun in its cycle, when it switches from the eastern side to the western side. But Chazal had a tradition and they told you, if it was born before midnight, you'll see the new moon right after sunset. And if it was born after midnight, you won't see it that next day by sunset. You'll have to wait another day till the moon will be visible. They had exact calculations. Shepirush, Schov, Ashulta. Schov Ashulta is a nickname for one of the commentaries. It's not clear which commentaries, whether it was Rabbi Avram, the prince, or someone else. Bekol yesh remez bepsukim eilu. So he interpreted that all the things that the Talmud tells us about the calculations of the moon, they were able to derive from the verses in Bereishis. And they had tremendous accuracy. They had a few points past the decimal point, the exact calculation of where of how long it takes the moon to do its cycle. The Gemara gives us ways to calculate that form a number. Meaning, the Gemara beats around the bush. It tells you, well, if it's like this and like that and like that and like this, before midnight, after midnight, how long is the minimum, how long is the maximum? Yes?
Did Chazal ever get involved in the argument of whether the earth is round or flat?
I'm unaware.
I mean, it was a big issue at one stage, and you thought they would have got involved in that. It would be interesting to know what they thought.
I don't know. Chazal did discuss the shadow of the sun on the earth and the shadow of the moon, meaning certain things that were figured out later, that from eclipses you could figure out shapes. So that already appears in Midrashim that date back to the days a little bit after Plato. So I haven't seen science that early discuss these things, but I'm not well versed in that. Yes.
Me and my friend had an interesting discussion last night about the Islamization of the moon, and he saw like this crescent moon up in the sky. He's like, "Oh, it's a perfect Islamic moon." I'm like, "No, it's a normal moon, and the Muslims Islamicized it." And he talked about the origins of the symbol of the crescent moon, and the way he told me is it came all the way from the days of pagan worship, where they worshiped the moon and the stars like deities. And
okay.
The Muslims changed it from a deity to like a symbol in the religion. And that's why their calendar is lunar based.
Yitzchak would actually find something.
What?
Yitzchak would actually find something that his father found out for him. Their symbol of the crescent moon, they say it's not actually even a crescent.